I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Spread the word on 93.3 The Planet.
You sure you're playing the right version? And it's Paige Rejoin Week, but Paige did this on karaoke one time, and it was awesome.
It was the best.
Oh, the best.
Maybe use that as one of the rejoins this week, Paige, of you singing this song, because it was very sexy.
Not at all.
I mean, it's not like being late to work sexy.
No,
but
that was hot.
Some sexiness was involved. Speaking of sexy, holy moly, Saturday, Carolina Motor Fest.
That's right, man. We'll be out there Saturday from 11 to 1, at least.
Here's my question. Carolina Motor Fest, it's over at Greenville Pickens Speedway, and they still call them the fairgrounds?
Yeah, that's where they have
okay.
it.
Yeah,
Upper South Carolina State Fairgrounds, I guess.
Yeah, the fairgrounds.
Yeah.
It's this whole, like, it's like Comic-Con, but for cars and vehicles and stuff.
Yeah.
What are we going to be doing there?
Hanging out. You know, it's TLC Motors Carolina Motor Fest this
year.
Well,
that's what it is.
Presented by the United States Air Force.
Okay. Well, we are patriotic AF and also big supporters of TLC Motors. So it makes sense. So if you're coming out to Carolina Motor Fest, come by the... Will our beer be involved? Well, no, drinking and driving. Hell no.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
We'll be at the TLC Motors /93.3 The Planet Rocks booth.
Have you seen the thing about the Air Force Special Ops Air Commando experience?
No.
They're going to have a C-130 out there, giant cargo plane, and they're going to have virtual reality of special ops missions and interactive games inside the C-130.
I want to video people while they do it.
Yeah. The Special Ops Air Commando experience might not be for us, Matthew, because
nausea.
It's an experience, and it showcases what it takes to make it an Air Force Special Ops.
Yeah, I'm out. Y'all win.
Woo.
Good Lord.
We'd die, but we'd have fun doing it.
Well, come out there and see us and join us. That'll be this coming Saturday at Carolina Motor Fest, brought to you by TLC Motors.
Yeah, you can buy, you can sell, you can trade all day Saturday, and we will be there at least from 11 till 1 that day.
At least.
At least.
Listen to this. It's our sack.
Mail's in.
Our sack's about to overflow because we got a big old load of Rise Guys mail sack.
That big old sack.
You're gonna laugh, you're gonna shout, you won't believe what comes out the Rise Guys mail sack.
Yeah, can I play with your sack, man?
Display your dirty underwear and we might read it on the air. The Rise Guys mail sack.
Big old sack, pickle it.
This is some of the most eclectic groupings of emails I think we've gotten a long, long time.
Well, good.
You can email us theriseguys@aol.com. Theriseguys@aol.com. If you podcast or you can't get to a phone or whatever, this is the way to stay interactive with the freaking show. Like this one. This is odd. This is just weird. Hello, TRG. This is a weird question, but I'm one weird sort of person, so I hope you'll just go with it. I've never had a chance to meet you before. None of you. I live way up in the mountains, and I don't get down that way anymore than you get up this way. Okay. I'm not talking Asheville. I mean the high country. It's a haul. Here's where it gets weird. What do y'all smell like? On a typical day, what does everybody in the room smell like? If you had to try and describe it. Thanks for entertaining me and my weirdness, P1 Size Princess.
Oh, man, I'm glad this didn't happen last Friday because I don't think I smelled good that day.
Is it bad if I wonder if she's blind?
Why? Because she wants to know what we smell like?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe she has a heightened sense of smell just because she has a heightened sense of smell.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
I don't know.
Smell like beard oil. Or is it bacteria, after what Paige said? No. Maybe I smell like bacteria and it smells good.
Yeah, I smell like a lot of different things, I guess.
I smell sandalwood. I smell spearmint.
I have Nog Champa oil on my face.
Gross.
No, it's good.
Did he ask first?
I smell like a head shop or opium or something.
You smell like O Calcutta at the Greenville Mall.
Yeah, just my face does. I also smell like...
that was a dated joke.
Like Indian hemp and Haitian vetiver.
Oh, yes.
Smell like a symphony of smells.
You smell like I smell a little scent of ashwagandha there, too, I think.
No, I don't think so.
The great lady from Facebook Fest. It's an odd question. I don't get it.
I never catch an aroma off Fat Boy, be it positive or negative either way. Just no smell at all.
He's
neutral.
Yeah.
Fat Boy has no scent.
I mean, you take a shower, you come straight here, and you rarely sweat.
Do you wear deodorant, Fat Boy?
Yeah, it's Old Spice Fiji.
Oh, okay.
But, I'm just like regular body wash, I guess. I don't wear cologne.
Ah, that's what it is. Some key on.
I got some. I don't wear it. I
smell like inside my shirt.
Let me smell inside your shirt.
Smell pretty good.
I smell great.
Paige usually smells nice, being a lady.
Oh, yeah. Paige always smells good.
I usually wear Chanel every day.
Chanel. I wear Chanel.
I wear Grey Poupon.
Not every day, but sometimes I wear Chanel. So, yeah, I smell like a symphony of good things today.
Destruction.
Uh-huh.
Is this gross? I keep a stick of deodorant in the desk.
That's fine if you want to use it.
Yeah, just in case. Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, we
don't suffer if you wear it.
Oh, yeah. Have you smelled me before?
No, but if you decide you need it and you got to have one at work,
you know.
That's good. Point.
Yeah.
That is good.
Yeah. Well, there's been, times where maybe I was running a little late. Hey, I knew what day it was, but maybe I was running a little late and didn't shower before work. Yeah, it's happened.
That was me last Friday. I had the chance to feed the dog or shower.
Yeah.
Because she won't eat unless I'm sitting beside her.
And we know. I was axing you behind your back.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I knew and I appreciate it.
I ain't smelled Jimmy in years.
That's good.
I used to be big.
I used to be 400 pounds. It's hard not to stink.
It's hard not to.
At 5'9".
It really is. But it's a nice smelling room, believe it or not.
Yeah, we all smell pretty
good. But you'll have to come to Carolina Motor Fest and smell us. Mm. We'll do a smelling greet.
Yeah.
Take a whiff.
Make it down from the high country, be it Blowing Rock or Boone or wherever you are up there.
We should come out with Rise Guys Scratch and Sniffs.
Ew.
Yes. Well, what would stink?
What's ill about that?
We smell good. We all agreed we smell good, except Fat Boy has no scent.
Because it doesn't smell like Chanel.
I smell like Chanel sometimes.
I'm
going to go back to sniffing inside my t-shirt.
I did. I almost swallowed my tongue doing my Paige impression. The Rise Guys at AOL.com.
Oh, yeah. We do smell good. I like that.
Dear Saviors of Morning Radio, you already know I'm a super fan, but I have to give some constructive criticism. I enjoy headlines, but there's nothing more than I hate than when you get to talking about something really interesting, and then because you have to move on to the next story, you just, move on. I've been researching life being a simulation for a long time, so I peeped up the other day, and it was, 5-6 minutes of really deep stuff, and then, no offense to Paige, but we had to move on to who Charlize Theron was dating. Guys, get back into that conversation, please. Thanks. Love you, Rise Guys. P1 Snowball Shirley.
Who was the guy I was reading about talking about that subject last week?
Life being a simulation?
Yeah.
I don't know what it means.
It means you've seen The Matrix?
Yeah.
Okay. So.
I can't dodge bullets.
No, me neither. It just means like. It got back to that thing about the soul. That's what it was. We were talking about the soul. How it can. What is the soul?
Yeah.
Is the soul does it have a sex? Are we created with these desires, or are we taught by our society of what to like and what to hate and what to be scared of and all that stuff?
Yeah.
But then the thing about life being a simulation, I said I can't put any credence into that because if life was a simulation, then we wouldn't be talking about it.
Well,
unless we've broke the code.
No, it could be part of it.
Have we met up inside the game?
Oh.
I mean, if all right, if you're...
Oh, boy, here it comes.
If you're playing a video game, does the character in the video game know it's a video game?
Mm, good question.
Especially if the character is, you know, like the non-player characters or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, what if we each kind of control a character? Not that nothing around us is real. It's real to us. We can touch it. We can feel it.
But only because in our head we know that it's going to feel the way it does and it's going to have that echo sound when we hit it.
Yeah.
Like, it's the whole thing about this bear crap in the woods.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does a tree fall and make any noise if nobody's there to hear it?
The guy was doing an interview about this subject last week. It was an MIT computer scientist named, I think, I don't know how to pronounce it, Rizwan Virk.
Yes.
Nailed it.
Yeah, probably. Close enough. Yeah, I mean, he's talking about, he has a book out where it covers some of this stuff, and he talks about the progression of video game technology from Nintendo back in the 80s and Atari back in the 80s to where it is now and what steps you'd have to take to get to a true simulation point where you can't distinguish the simulation from reality.
Yeah. You know what the part of the problem, too, is having this conversation, it splices off into too many different roads.
Yeah.
Like, there's a whole group of people that think the sun died years ago and that all the nations got together and made this new sun, but it's been a simulation since then, or that our souls are actually doing virtual reality, like in this long-term video. Yeah, it's weird to think about.
Give me the one where I'm broke and wear the same stuff all the time. Let me play that one.
You know what's interesting about the interview you did? I just pulled it up.
Yeah. Yes.
The very last question is, whoever's interviewing him from Digital Trends says, a couple of years ago, Elon Musk brought attention to the simulation hypothesis when he claimed that we have a 1 in billions chance of living in base reality. What are your estimates? And Mr. Virk says...
Understand the question. Pass.
Yeah, right?
I would say it's somewhere between 50 and 100%. I think it's more likely that we're in simulation than not. End quote.
Okay.
Some very intelligent people think it's more likely that we live in a simulation than we don't, which is blows my mind. I can't wrap my brain around it.
You cannot fathom it.
No.
And it's all like the video game thing. Like I said the other day, remember Doom? Remember you would only have that first-person point of view.
Yeah. You only got one arm.
So was the game going on behind you if you can't see it? So is life going on? Of course it is, but... This is going to sound weird as hell, but when you're going through life every day, I went to a restaurant the other day, had to wait in line forever, and I'm sitting there and I'm listening to the conversations of people that they're having, and it sounded like I was walking down the street on Grand Theft Auto, hearing these weird conversations that people are having, and it's like, I don't have conversations like that. People I know around don't have conversations like that. Are they in this game?
Yeah. And what's interesting about
mind-numbing, man.
The theories and the hypothesis on simulation is that assuming there's some society has reached that point of simulation, then this could all be a simulation. We just don't know. We aren't real.
Yeah.
It's like my dog. I think when you see this picture of a bear, he turned 6 months old the other day.
So yeah.
I think that when bear sees me in my big bushy beard, that he thinks one day he's going to grow up, be able to walk on two legs and be bald headed.
Right. You think so?
Yeah. Look at that. Looks very similar.
But the thing that's
simulation.
The thing that's interested is everything predestined? Is it your time when it's your time?
Well, yeah. But
then it's already mapped out.
If you're like me and you have faith about stuff, then you say you can throw credence to that because it's your life is what you make of it. It's almost like on Red Dead Redemption.
Mm-hmm.
When you do a bad thing, your level goes down to the bad side. When you do a good act, it goes up the good side.
Yeah.
Is life the game to figure out if you do good or bad.
Huh.
And as long as you did more good at the end of the game, you get to go to the next level.
But you have to do significantly more good in Red Dead in order to be good and get the discounts in the stores and stuff.
I ride the line on that game. I really do.
What, the line at the bottom?
Yeah.
You bad cowboy.
I am a bad cowboy.
You bad cowboy.
I never am a good Samaritan at all. All right, we'll take a break. More of the sack. The Rise Guys at AOL.com.
Yes. The Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Man, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is 8:33 back in the sack. The Rise Guys at AOL.com. You can send us your email there and we'll read them. We do them about once a week. Dear Rise Guys, Nine is going out and seeing all these bands. There seems to be a music scene again. So what about bringing back the Brutally Honest Music Review? Maybe it's just Nine reviewing bands, or maybe you guys can do it the way you did before with some actual music. Maybe you just give your opinions. You don't really have to make a noise or anything if you don't like the song. Anyway, I don't normally hear about where bands are playing around here, and I always learn through you guys who was going where. Like Nine said, it's a great time for music in the upstate, and I'm ready to see more of the shows. P1 smartass. Oh. I didn't really throw that one away. No. I got another email on the
pulling
bottom.
Pulling back too far.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm all for it. I think now, though, it seems bands today might be scared of the Brutally Honest Music Review.
Some of them probably are.
It dried up is why we stopped doing it.
It really did dry up. The submissions kind of dried up at a certain point.
Some of these bands would put on their, at the time, you know, MySpace, maybe Facebook, and say, hey, we're going to be on the Rise Guys this week. And then we'd slay's a good word now. We would just curb stomp their music and just, you know, say, oh, this sucks. Give up, blah, blah, blah. And then, no, the submissions kind of petered out.
What constitutes a good music scene in the upstate, though? I mean, how many bands is it really? Like the Brutally Honest Music Review, we do 2 bands per week.
Yeah.
And you run out of bands pretty quick doing that. Because even if a thriving music scene in the upstate's not that many bands.
Yeah. I'm all up for it. I can critique anything.
And there are artists from all genres of music we could review, just like we did before.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I'm all for bringing it back. I'm definitely. Although you have to realize Paige will always give a 5 out of 5.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't like. You don't like souring on anybody's dreams and hopes.
No, I don't.
That's fun.
And then 9 is in the scene now, so you got to think, can he pull himself out of the scene to be a third party, you know, consultant? Is it possible?
Yeah, you got to be diplomatic.
Yeah, I mean, I go see the bands I like, and I go see bands that I hear from trusted sources are good.
Trusted sources?
Yeah, I got a few buddies who, if they tell me it's a good band, odds are it's a good band.
Yeah.
You got to go see Turd.
Almost always it's a good band if they say it's a
hey,
good
Nine,
band.
You going to see Turd this weekend? It's a reunion show.
Yeah.
But no,
they definitely
could
do that. There's still some good heavy stuff around. No, there's some good.
How was Nine Ice Kills?
Ice Nine Kills?
Yes.
Great. I've never seen a band sell T-shirts like they did.
Really?
I mean, you go to like a Metallica show, they sell way more T-shirts. But
I bet they weren't in purple, were they?
30,000 people at a Metallica show. No, they were all black. They had some like hockey masks, and Freddy Krueger's, and like It-themed shirts with Donald Duck on them and stuff. They had great
merch.
It's a lot
of trademark infringement going on.
They might be licensed. They're pretty big time.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, they
I'm sure Disney licensed out to Ice Nine Kills.
For the money, yeah. They license anything to anybody. But yeah, they sold a lot of T-shirts. They were a good heavy time.
Yeah.
Good band.
You're going to Frank Allen Greer?
The comedian? Yeah, he's great. Let's go to this. The Rise Guys at AOL.com. Rise Guys, I love the varying levels of Nine's laughs. Ghostly Nine is great, but Machine Gun Nine is my fave. Although, I wish he'd gain back the 200 pounds, because his wheezing laugh was great. It had me rolling with tears. I wish he'd gain the weight back for the laugh only, but I guess that makes me selfish, huh? Love you, Rise Guys. P1, Tokyo Bradshaw. Machine Gun 9. Ghostly 9. Ooh. Gives me the heebie-jeebies. No offense, Fat Boy.
Come on.
Do you have Wheezing 9? Is that still
in the name? I don't remember.
No,
was in here.
It's gone.
I
didn't delete it either.
He's never told me this privately, but I think if you could get deep inside of Mark Hendrick's brain, which it's not a human brain, it's elongated. I think if you could get in there, if 9 didn't have that wheezing, bolsterous laugh, I don't know if 9 still have a job today.
Oh, damn.
Come on.
I'm telling you, that Mark Hendrick's loves that laugh.
Oh, yeah. He loved me for my laugh before he knew me at all.
It's his Facebook notification. On Mark's phone. It's 9 wheezing. I have to get him in here with the phone.
If you text Mark, it's just me laughing.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Hold on. I got another one here. Rise Guys, I've been a loyal supporter, listener of P1 since 2010, almost a decade. Can't wait to celebrate my 10-year with you guys next year. I'm just sitting here wondering, since I heard you all talk about some contracts. If TRG didn't exist here as a talk show on a rock station, where do you all think you'd fit best otherwise? I'm not saying name a competitor or anything. I'm just saying, could your show work on classic rock, country, maybe even pop radio? This fat bot, I'm reading it as it is. Does Fatbot think that he could go on sports radio, or would that just make him hate sports? Matthew, could you talk politics? Hell, would you talk politics? Would any of you? Nine quit getting high, so I guess NPR is out the window. LOL. Am I missing anything you guys think you could knock out of the park in radio? P1 Burp Deeds. That's a real throwaway right there.
Great question and a hard one to answer on top of that.
Yes.
Because I would have a very hard time trying to do country radio because you just got to yuck it up and you have to neuter all your content and the music is hot garbage on fire.
See, I could do country radio, but I would have to have creative control over the playlist.
No chance in hell.
Well, that would be my terms.
No, I'd
have creative control over the playlist, and they would just have to get ready for something different. That's what country radio needs, actually.
Country radio rails against, though. Anything different? No!
Then that's why that wouldn't work, then, maybe.
Yeah.
It would be something. It would be way different. Pop radio, absolutely not.
Uh-uh.
I would be laughed out of the room because I can't keep up with all the terms.
That's true. We'd have a hard time.
I watched Saturday Night Live the other night. Now, I flip into Saturday Night Live.
What the hell's a BTS?
Dude, I thought it was a bit. I thought it was a bit. Like, it was one of their things. And it turned, and I start Googling, and I'm like, these sons of guns are making millions of dollars.
Oh, yeah. They're the biggest act in the world right now.
I never had heard of them before. So I couldn't do pop radio. I thought it was a Saturday Night Live sketch.
Yeah.
I was like, when did they get these many Asians on the show?
I don't even think they sing in English.
I thought
either.
It was Melissa Vancenor
being
all the different characters. She's great, by the way.
Sports would be easy.
It wouldn't. I would, No.
It'd be easy.
For you.
Yeah, I don't watch that much. It'd just be easy to do. It's easy to pull off.
I could do like a 90s sports throwback show. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. You want to do a pre-1980s baseball trivia show? I'm in.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's not my thing. Fatboy would be great at sports, but it would become a job to you, and you wouldn't like it.
You'd wind up hating sports.
I'd probably do something behind the scenes or something else.
You don't like being in front of the camera.
No. I'll point it and aim it.
Rage?
Maybe I'll hold the mics.
Thoughts?
Since I've done country, I've done Top 40. I've also worked with a talk radio station and have done the political gamut.
Yeah.
I think this is probably my favorite format and I'm more comfortable with.
You can say more dirty words on rock stations.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. More freedom.
It's so much fun and you can be yourself and let your hair down.
Is that a joke about me being bald?
No, I think it's fun.
Yeah.
It had nothing to do with, you don't keep your hair up.
Thank you. I need to let it down more.
You need to.
Got time for another one, Flowbot?
Yeah.
All right. This will be good for Jim. Okay, so first of all, you all kick ass. I'm not even trying to kiss your ass. It's just true. Me and my wife have been vaping for almost 4 years. We started at a high nicotine level and finally went down to 3 milligrams this past 4 or 5 months. Well, last week, I went to get our juice, and somehow, I guess by instinct, I said 0 mg's, please. Well, it just so happens that my wife's time of the month coincided with the random act of removing nicotine from our equation, and I didn't tell her about the switch. In my mind, I'm helping as I've conquered some serious demons beyond nicotine as of late. I'm curious to see what she's going to say next week after we've both detoxed off nicotine. Nicotine DTs can't last that long, right? I wouldn't think. Did I do the right thing? How would you have handled the situation? P1, not a mouse. Not a mouse.
Oh, okay. Not a mouse.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't understand exactly what the question is there.
The question is,
did he do the right thing by doing what?
He went and got their vape nicotine cartridges or whatever.
He got it nicotine free.
He got it nicotine free and didn't tell her about it. And she's going to be detoxing and not realizing.
Okay.
So he's like, and she's also starting that time of the month. So he's like, I screwed my wife up mentally.
Uh-huh.
That's the question.
I mean, you know, that time will tell. And if she gets mad, apparently you didn't do the right thing. But if she don't get mad and she says thank you, then you did the right thing.
But she's going to get mad, especially if she finds out afterwards. I throw back to the family reunion. Matthew, you like that barbecue? I love it, Mom. It's goat.
It's goat.
Yeah.
Had she not told me, I would have had thirds probably.
Yeah.
But so if she says, you know what? I really don't want to, you know, any nicotine. He's like, well, guess what? You haven't had any in 3 weeks. She'll lose her mind.
She's going to go crazy. If that don't kill you, it'll make you stronger.
Tell her. He's got to tell her.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, you definitely should tell her.
Because she's going to be like, why am I in all these awful moods?
Yeah, because nicotine, like withdrawal symptoms, as far as the headaches and all that, they peak within a few days. But then they obviously persist for a few weeks. And it's such a strong addiction that, you know, if you are driving past a gas station and you see a sign up in the window advertising cigarettes, you just are like drawn in like a magnet to go get one. Or a box of 20.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You'll just veer right over there. Yep, I'm here.
Did you see the Juul meme over the weekend, the video one? So it would, these hot chicks, like college chicks, would be walking down the street and they would drop their Juul or whatever on the ground. And then you would see, somebody was filming this, and from a distance you'd see people walk out and go pick it up. But they had wrote on the Juul, I have herpes. So you can see the person pick it up and read it and then drop it real fast.
Oh, my
gosh.
The
greatest thing in the world.
Oh, that's fun.
Oh, you barstool people. You barstool people. All right. We'll take a break here. Here's one thing I need to tell you. And I should have told you this earlier, and I apologize.
What?
You didn't remind me not.
Forgot.
You have a noisemaker, Nine, correct?
I do.
Fatboy, you have an arsenal of sound effects at your disposal.
Oh, yeah, I got a bunch.
Paige, we need you to find a noisemaker.
Okay.
Because at 9 o'clock, we're going to be playing Jeopardy. You, Paige, versus Nine, versus Fatboy, who wants to go on actual Jeopardy.
Right.
Got to.
We say if Fatboy can't beat the room, he shouldn't try out. So
Fatboy's, we're sparring with him.
Oh, boy.
Get some kind of noisemaker if you could, Paige, because we don't have the little trigger things that they have on there. That'll be coming up a little after 9 o'clock. We'll package that for you to actually win tickets to the NHRA Southern Nationals as well.
Yeah.
More Rise Guys on the way, everybody.
It's the Rise Guys. Just tickle your keypad at 72341. You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet.
Rise.
Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is 8:52. Fatboy, have you decided a sound effect to use for Jeopardy a little after 9 o'clock?
I think I'm going to go with this right here.
All right. Smoker's laugh.
That's funny.
Nine has the traditional bell. And then Paige, I said, if you could find a noisemaker. Let me close my eyes. Wait a minute. There's a cow in the room. Hold on.
Get the cow out
of here. All right. Paige, let's hear your sound noisemaker. Oh, it is a cowbell.
Yeah.
All right, that'll be easy to figure out.
It's easy to distinguish from cowbell.
All right, we'll be playing Jeopardy to find out if Fatboy should try out for real Jeopardy because he wants to.
Yep.
I wish him luck.
You shouldn't. You're playing against him.
But this is something that he's dreamed of for a long
time.
It is his dream.
It is his dream.
I kind of feel the same way. It's Fatboy's
dream. So y'all are going to lay down for him?
No, we're not.
No, but I don't want to crush his dream at the same time. It's like, I worry that we may subconsciously lay down somewhat because we don't want to destroy the man's dream.
I don't want to
give him false hope then.
But then it would be funny if we did throw it and let him win, and then he thinks he can go on Real Jeopardy and goes on there and loses his ass. That'd be funny.
If you go on Real Jeopardy, like when you have the name there, will you get to write your name? Will you write Jeremy or will you write Fatboy?
I don't know. I want to at least put the Twitter handle on there, but I don't know if they'll let you do that or not.
I'm going to put Fatboy because enough people don't know who you are.
You know what? I get nervous, like when I do the Ring of Fire. So I may buzz in a ring and not really know right away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Usually when I play at home, if the first person misses it, I'm like, boom, I'm on it.
Well, you know, our good friend, and I think we can call him a good friend, comedian Brett Klein, he listens to the show, but he's up in New York City.
Uh-huh.
And,
New York City?
He's the one who took our picture around Times Square and was asking people if they recognized what show it was. And you remember some of them, Jerkwad said, what is this, Duck Dynasty, the new Roseanne? There were different jokes that were made by these New Yorkers. The New Yorkers.
Yeah.
Up there in New York City.
Been there for 40 years.
This time he went out back on the streets of New York, Times Square area, with the same photo to ask new people if they could tell which one was Fatboy. Here's some of that audio.
Brett Klein here in New York City, and I'm going to talk to some fans of the Rise Guys Morning Show. One of these people is named Fatboy. Could you tell who Fatboy is?
Just by assuming. I'm assuming this guy's Fatboy.
Pointed to me.
Do you think, think that you could identify which one Fatboy might be?
she got it right on that one.
I think she did.
She pointed to you, Fat Boy.
Yeah, the second person got it right.
Yeah. Who do you think Fat Boy is?
Who did she point to?
I think she pointed to me again.
She pointed to Fat Boy again.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, the first one made a face like I was going to make her sick.
That's got to be very, to see our promo picture. By the way, you can see the video. It's on Facebook.com/RiseGuys and then Twitter and Instagram at The Rise Guys.
Or text Yankees to 72341, the CarolinaVaporMill.com text line. Text the word Yankees to 72341. We will bounce you back a link to go and watch it at 933theplanetrocks.com.
All right, so far, two of the people thought Fat Boy was Fat Boy. One person thought I was Fat Boy. More.
If you could just identify from looking at the picture who you think Fat Boy is. And who
was he pointing at?
He pointed at 9.
Pointed at 9 as being Fat Boy.
I don't like that Yankee.
She's a nine.
Great follow-up question there. So if they pointed at, great job, Breckline. They pointed at 9 as being Fat Boy. So then they say, who's 9? And they look at what's left, me, Paige, and Fat Boy, and it's like, she's a 9. She's definitely a 9.
Damn.
How about that? And I sometimes wonder now if people think that Paige is 9.
Maybe.
Not by voice, but by name.
But then who would be Paige?
I've heard guys named Paige before.
Would Fat Boy be Paige?
I don't know. Not according to those two people.
Does anybody think Matt Man is Paige or Paige is Matt Man?
Oh, it sounds like an old Southern lawyer's name. I'm defended by Mr. Paige Thuston.
He didn't do it.
He didn't do it. It was in trap. All right, here's more Brett Klein on the streets of New York.
And who is Matt Man?
He's the one right there.
One of these people is Fat Boy. Who do you think is Fat Boy?
Oh, that's so mean. Is it this one?
She pointed at me.
Come on. You look thinner than anybody.
So this girl,
wearing
she says,
black and everything.
Oh, that's so sad. Is it that guy?
That's him.
A great follow-up to this, Brett.
No, you just called him fat.
Thanks a lot. Lady with purple hair.
God.
She call me fat.
I'm sorry.
Maybe she'd know.
And I don't, I mean, with Fat Boy, I think it's the thickness of the arms.
Yeah.
I'm hiding your belly.
That's true.
Yeah, maybe they think I'm part of your belly. Your belly's wearing sunglasses.
Maybe
and
we
a
all
fur
wore
coat.
Too much.
By the way, people texting, it's Yankees.
Not just one Yankee. All
Yankees.
Of them. Text Yankees.
Yankee with an S on the end of it. Yankees.
Listen to all these different ways you can see it. You can go to 933theplanetrocks.com. You can go to Twitter at The Rise Guys. Instagram at The Rise Guys. Facebook.com/RiseGuys or text Yankees, YANKEES.
That's right. Text it to the CarolinaVaporMill.com. Text line 72341. I'll say it again, 72341. We'll send it right back to you. Or you can just go to 933theplanetrocks.com and watch it there.
Go watch it. It's good. Thank you, Brett Klein. That's freaking awesome. Now if we get some comedians in this town to do some footwork for us, that'd be great, wouldn't it?
Where you at, Monty Allen?
We have for you tickets to the NHRA Southern Nationals. Where would this be held?
ZMAX in Charlotte.
That's right. The Queen City. If you would like to go, this is going to be two reasons. One, it'll help us give away these tickets. Two, it'll help us find out, should Fat Boy try out for Jeopardy? It's Rise Guys Jeopardy. Fat Boy, V9, V Page, hosted by freaking me right after this.
Whether you work in a lab, on the lawn, or as a legal assistant, we know you all wake up with the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet Rise.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.